Well, I'm Maya Jensen, and this is Live from Studio A. We are so pleased to welcome the Sea the Sea to the studio, all the way from upstate New York, coming through on a tour. We're kind of at the end of it as they turn around and head back east, and we're thrilled to have you all in the studio. Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Well, we're going to get a song from them right off and continue on with a little conversation and hear more about their tour and music, etc. Live from Studio A, the Sea, the Sea. Well, welcome to Duluth.
Thank you.
And you've been on the road for a while, and you've been to Duluth before, so welcome back.
Thank you so much. We absolutely love it here. We totally fell, and this is our third time back, and we totally fell in love with it the first two times, and we just have been waiting ever since we left to come back.
Tell us where you're from. Yeah, you're from out east.
We're based in upstate New York near Albany. I grew up in New York City, and Mira's from West Virginia. But and these guys, Karen, Steve, are they're natives of the upstate. Mm-hmm. It's funny. It's not too dissimilar from here in a lot of ways.
Similar
mountains,
longitudinal.
That's right, and also you know maybe a little bit of mountains, a little bit of tourists.
Yeah,
a lot of camping and outdoor things, and a lot of music.
for sure. Yeah, we kind of ended up there sort of accidentally, Mira and I, and we didn't plan on staying. And then we connected with this great musical community up there. And for the moment, we're staying put.
Well, talk about the tour. You started out east. You went to Ohio, Iowa, and Minneapolis, and now you're on your way kind of back. How has it been so far on this trip?
It's been great. Yeah, it's been amazing. So fun. This is our first time. Chuck and I have been touring for a couple years together, and this is our first tour as a four-piece with Kara Mae Gorman over there and Steve Struess, and we spent a lot of time playing in our basement before we left, and it's been so fun to take this show out on the road. It's been a really good experience.
Well, tell everyone what do you play and who plays what?
Mira and I, Chuck, we kind of base everything sort of around our vocal harmonies, and we both play guitar and we both play a little percussion. I play electric guitar during our shows, and then we've got Kara Mae Gorman. She's singing and she plays percussion normally, mm-hmm. And then Steve Struess is playing drums and percussion and all kinds of other little technical gadgetry.
To get him to sing too, you have three-part harmony going, but
we don't have Steve on the vocals yet.
Well, tell us about your last project. So your last EP, In the All Together, and even your debut, the 2014. Some really amazing reception for these discs.
Thank you. Yeah, well, this last one, it was the first EP that we, or the first recording that we did with Troy Pohl, who's a producer that we work with in upstate New York, and that was, we sort of had a collection of songs and wanted to start figuring out our recording process as sort of a collaborative team, and then now we're sort of working on our new record with him also.
Our first record was kind of mostly stripped down. I mean, there's more arrangements on it, but it's really acoustic sounding, I'd say. And then the EP is like a real natural bridge to the project we're working on now, where we started rehearsing arrangements with a band before recording and kind of really tried to organically grow them. And now this new record is kind of taking that to a new level, since we've been working now with these musicians and with Troy producing for a while now. So it feels like it's gonna sort of, some of the ideas Mira and I have had from the beginning are sort of starting to blossom into actual things in the world. And so that we feel like the new record will show those things. So.
Yeah. We've always wanted to songs, you know, the songwriting to be at the core of what we make, and then sort of take the freedom to explore different sonic palettes and things like that. Let it be just a guitar and two vocals, and then let it be more than that too, if that's what serves the song. So.
And then do you enjoy playing, you know, some of those bigger production songs, just the two of you as well?
Sure.
And does it feel really different? Does it come across as a different kind of song?
Yeah, we love that. We love, you know, I mean, our songs generally come from just the two of us singing with a guitar or piano or something. And a lot of the songs on the record, we've been recording with lots of pieces, but some of the arrangements that we've had to take on the road have been kind of reinterpreting those songs in a more stripped down way. And it's really fun. I mean, that's the beauty of sort of where we come from, the songwriting. That's like for us, what we get sort of, that really is what gets us going. So when the song is there, you know, if it's strong enough, it's just fun to reinterpret, because it's always solid, you know, and they're usually fun ways to bring it into any context. So,
yeah.
Well, I hate to press you on this. So you never know. What is there a timetable we're looking at for to hear something new from you guys? That new
we're
going to
be releasing
out?
A couple singles in the fall, and we're probably not. We're going to hold off till probably early next year, spring maybe next year for the release of the full thing. But
right.
we'll be putting out
teasing
some little
us in
teasers.
The fall. Yeah, excellent. Well, let's hear another. And sure. and is this on the last EP or is this on the new one?
Yeah, well, this is good, kind of apropos to what we were talking about in terms of reinterpretation of a song. We're going to do a Bob Dylan cover, and it's very different from the original version that we...
It's very appropriate.
And we just released it as a live Spotify single, too, so it's out there in the world.
The C, live from Studio A. Well, they're switching the guitar and mixing it up here.
Well, that's
See the Sea, live from Studio A here on 103.3 KUMD. Well, talking about songs, you guys have such a unique sound that do you do other covers? It seems like you would be able to really put your own spin on just about anything.
Well, we sort of, when we do covers, we really look for songs that we sort of instantly feel like we could hear sort of a reinterpretation for, something that like speaks to us immediately. We do other covers. We have like a Townes Van Zandt cover that we do.
we just did a Townes Van Zandt tribute. We learned four of his songs. Yeah, we it's funny because we have a tendency to pick covers that are very obscure. We have a goal in the next couple of months to learn some covers that are really super recognizable, you know, and put our own twist on those. Yeah, for some reason, our favorite songs tend to be ones that aren't as popular.
Right.
So I don't know why.
Well, and you know, and you guys got some really amazing reception to your first your debut release, and then Water Reader really NPR picked up on it and gave it the "Hey, 10 songs you don't want to miss." And how did that feel? And
yeah, we really that record was a really great experience. We went out to the San Francisco area. We recorded with a producer we really admired. His name is Todd Sickafoos. He plays bass for Ani DeFranco and has done a lot of really, really beautiful projects. He produced a couple of Anais Mitchell's records that we really loved. And we got to bring in some of his friends who he played with, and it was just sort of like a beautiful first experience making a record. And then so we wanted to give it a proper push out into the world, and we were it was amazing to have it be received so well. And
I remember that NPR thing was that came really. It was actually before we released the record. We had played it on Mountain Stage. I forget.
Yeah.
It was, and anyway, that happened really fast. And we're like, whoa, that's cool. We better really get on, like, you know, everything else that we had to do. And it's funny because it's felt like a really nice, steady sort of climb since then. You know, we've learned that we're developing as a band just as a duo, but then also with these guys and our relationship with our producer. And it's just a really fun process. We really enjoy taking the time to really kind of figure out who we are as a group and what it is that we're trying to do, you know, because when we first started, it was a lot of just acoustic guitar and just our vocals and which we love and we still have. That's a big part of what we do. But we're definitely drawn to and inspired by other types of sounds and stuff. So
you're growing.
Yeah, it's fun.
Well, you've mentioned it a couple of times. I'd love to hear how was the experience of being on Mountain Stage?
Oh, man,
it was incredible. Yeah, we've been twice now.
Yeah, I had Mira's from West Virginia, which is where it is, and has been around it her whole life, and I had only heard of it from New York, you know, and so for me it was sort of like
you had
this
an
mythical.
REM,
I had this REM live. It was like a B-side for Night Swimming or something, and there was like he says like it's great to be on Mountain Stage. I grew up listening to that, and it was like this mythical place,
right,
you know, in my mind. And so actually going there was pretty surreal.
They're just like the most incredible people, like complete professionals and like a total family. It's like the most sort of welcoming and just well done show that they do a really good job. So
fun.
Yeah.
Well, you know, what do we look forward to tonight? Are you playing some of the new stuff that's coming out? Still a mix?
Mostly yes. New stuff. It's a mix, but we're playing a lot of the new stuff. We're finding that it's. I mean, some of them we've already recorded, but some of them we haven't yet. So it's been good to get them kind of. You know, we learn a lot from playing them live, and so we're doing a lot of new stuff and a few from the records.
Working out the kinks.
Yeah, yeah. It's been fun. And yeah, like we said, I mean, it's going to be a bigger sound tonight with some electric guitar and a full drum or almost full drum kit. And
yeah,
we love the Red Herring too. It's such a great,
it's so
space.
Fun. We met, Bob Monahan a few years ago at South by Southwest.
Yes.
And he was like, "Hey, I'm going to, you know, I live in Duluth. I'm going to open a music venue." And we've heard that before, that people are going to open music venues and sometimes it doesn't happen. And then I think we had a show booked in Minneapolis a couple of years ago, and he said, "Hey, I really did open a music venue. You should come and play."
Right.
And now it's like the coolest place. So it's so cool to come back and see how much that's grown too. We're really proud.
It really has. We just celebrated there on Friday. It's our 60th anniversary.
Oh,
and,
congratulations.
A whole bunch of KUMD DJs and their bands. So many people who are fans of music, but also musicians, of course,
nice.
All part of the station here. So that was really fun.
That's awesome.
Well, who is the songwriter?
Both of us.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, we both, we don't really have sort of one particular process. We both start songs separately and also together, But by the time we sort of arrange everything, we both sort of have our own, our stamp on it. And
part of the connection that we noticed right away is that neither of us had successfully co-written songs with other people. We're both kind of introverted with that process. But when we met, it was really easy for us to flesh out ideas and sort of help each other finish songs and really... and that process is still growing. It's really, it's opened up, I think opened us both up as writers, and it's really cool.
Yeah. It's nice when you can find somebody who helps you complete your thought.
Well, let's get one more tune in here. It's so glad, so glad that you could join us here on the radio before
the
show tonight. Yeah.
This is the title track from our first record. It's called Love We Are, We Love.
The Sea, the Sea.
Love, we are young, too old, too soon, too old, too young. Are we love? We are
young,
love.
Too old,
we
too
are
soon.
Young, too old, too
soon,
young,
too
old, too
we
young.
Love.
Are we
are
love?
Young, too old, too
are
soon,
young, too old,
too
young,
too
old, are too
we
young.
We
are
we
young,
love.
Too old,
we
are
soon,
young, too old,
too
soon,
young,
too old, too young. Are we love? Are we love? Are we?
The Sea, the Sea, live from Studio A here on KUMD, and that song from Love, We Are Love. I can't let you go before asking about the name, The Sea, the Sea.
Yeah, sure. We It comes from an ancient Greek story. We are terrible at giving the short version of it, but I'll do my very best. It comes from like 400 BC. There's a city-state on the ocean that went inland to fight this big war, all these troops, and then they had to fight their way back home. Most of them didn't survive, but the ones who did, they crested over a mountaintop, and they knew at that point that they had survived the whole thing, and so somebody cried, the sea, and so it's sort of a cry of joy in Greek culture, and it felt fitting.
Yeah, sort of like a light at the end of the tunnel.
When we got together, we both sort of came out of tumultuous periods of our lives.
And so you were like, the sea, the sea.
Yeah, exactly.
Your music really is filled with joy.
Thank you.
And thank you for joining us.
Thanks so much for having us.
Have a great show tonight.
Thank you. We're so excited.
The Sea hits the stage down at the Red Herring Lounge tonight at 8 p.m. And they are touring on still, heading into Wisconsin after that. They'll be in Spring Green, Wisconsin, Spring Lake, Michigan, on to Philadelphia and back to New York. Thanks again.
Thank you.
This is Live from Studio A with The Sea, and today's Live from Studio A was produced by Chris Harwood, Christine Dean, and Cheyenne Vavrina. You can find upcoming guests or listen to previous sessions at KUMD.org. Just click on Live from Studio A under Programs. This is Live from Studio A on 103.3 KUMD. Thanks for listening.